500, picking up 10. This is Fox News.
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend. It's the day after St. Patrick's Day weekend, and it's Monday. Got indigestion from all that corned beef and cabbage? Did you have a wee bit too much to drink? One too many green beers? You are what we call an amateur. Maybe next year you'll learn. In the meantime, suck it up, buttercup. Google hangover cures and try to look productive at work. And remember, it's only 5 more days till the weekend.
Do you see this, thing I posted today on Facebook? Yeah, I've been talking. We got the gas tax increase. That was just rammed right through. And it wasn't, it didn't seem to be coming from one side of the aisle or the other. It was almost like a joint decision by the legislature that we needed to be lubed and bent over and receive the glad tidings of this gas tax increase. And I've been talking about, how about a voluntary tax like a lottery? Well, I came across this. It's from Minnesota, and it's good food for thought. Enough is Enough is the name of it. It's better than that Beto O'Rourke thing, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
First, we were told that we should approve the lotto because that money would help fix our public education system and roads. Then we were told that we should raise the sales tax from 4% to 6% because we needed that money for education and fixing the roads. Then we were told we should approve casino gambling because that money would, you guessed it, go to education and fixing our roads. And then we raised the gas tax and the vehicle registration to fix the roads. Then we were told we should legalize marijuana and use the tax revenue for education and, guess what, fixing the roads. Now, after all of this, and the fact that our education system is one of the worst in the nation, and our roads are even worse than that, our politicians have decided that we need to raise our gas tax even more again to fix the roads. Enough of the lies and BS already. And one of the comments underneath that post was somebody who said, maybe George Carlin is right. Maybe they all belong to a big club and we ain't in it. They'll never have enough money because all they want to do is spend it and perpetuate their political careers. That's how it works. How about Judge Jeanine getting yanked off the air?
Mm-hmm.
What did she say that was so horrible? She called the Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota a Muslim? Was that why she was suspended? Good Lord. I mean, you had a woman who's openly anti-Semitic on the floor of the House and our gutless wonders in politics can't single her out for censure because of what she said. And say, this is not acceptable. This anti-Semitism is not acceptable. Rather than single her out because she's in a protected group, they just blast all bigotry. Because we all know, and I wrote this to somebody online today, nobody idea who it was. I said, where do I get this card that you apparently carry that you can call others a racist? How come I have to accept at face value that you possess this special level of humanity, that you have the ability to read the minds and hearts of others? How do I get one of those cards? Apparently, everybody on the left gets one. Until, of course, they're overheard saying something behind the scenes that's truly ugly and racist and hateful. And then when Beto's apology tour, that's the five. So I don't know what's happening with Judge Jeanine.
Here's an actual quote from she was doing a monologue.
Yes.
And here's a quote from it. Omar wears a hijab, which according to the Quran 3359 tells women to cover so they won't get molested. Is her adherence to this Islamic doctrine indicative of her adherence to Sharia law,
mm-hmm.
which in itself is antithetical to the United States Constitution?
Yes.
Pirro said last week.
And she got suspended for saying that?
Yeah.
She didn't even say it. She questioned. She gave the specific reference in the Quran
mm-hmm.
about the hijab. And she gets suspended. It's amazing. A religion that on its radical side promotes and succeeds in events like 9/11 and some of the other horrific things. I don't understand how they enjoyed this. It's like, okay, so they condemn all bigotry in the House. What a victory for our legislative leaders. Who do they punish at TSA? Who are the people that they, you know, have to take into a separate room and give them the big frisk? Grandmothers, little babies, but never anybody who, because then that would be Islamophobia. There was a lot of Islamophobia going around after 9/11, and if you watch any of the documentaries, especially the ones that were just taken live, where they replay that day as it happened, listen to what some of the news people who today are all about this Islamophobia nonsense, what they had to say during the day of the attack. As pictures of Islamic, and what's her name, the little liar, AOC, the Muslim ban. What Muslim ban? There's 8 countries. Over half the world is a Muslim country. Indonesia is the largest. They're not on the Muslim ban list. They just say whatever the hell they want. Facts be damned. It's all about politics. 408, traffic and weather together. It was chilly this morning. Dare I roll call?
I think you should.
This could be another one like last week where I just blow it up halfway through and start over. I'll have to see. On the Boulevard, 1965 Eastern Boulevard to be specific, almost 50 years, a gentleman named Dick McAdam stood at that location and said, we're going to build a big warehouse here. Now, it seems like it's cow country. In 1969, it was the bypass, because it went around virtually the entire city. But thinking ahead, you knew that Montgomery was going to continue to grow and grow around that boulevard, and now it is the center of town. So they built the Georgia Floors Direct warehouse there, a huge building that accommodates tens of thousands of square feet of choices in all types of flooring. For almost half, or maybe a little more than half, of those almost 50 years, Jeff Mallinson has been a part of that team. Team building. Gathering together guys who can help, I should say a team of people, who can help customers navigate. They come in, what are you interested in doing? Carpet, tile, hardwood, laminate, whatever you're interested in. What price range are you interested in shopping in? And then taking people on a focused visit and showing them the multiplicity of choices they will have in their budget and in the type and style of flooring they're interested in. Then, once the selection's been made, installation is arranged with people that have worked for Georgia Floors Direct for years and years and years. People who are absolutely the very best at what they do. And that's why they have been a successful entity for half a century. Because they started doing it right and they haven't found it necessary to mess up or mess with something that's worked so well for all these years. Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. First up, traffic. Your local news, and then Rich's forecast, and then the roll call.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
As we roll into the 4 o'clock portion of our Monday afternoon rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and everything looks pretty good this afternoon. We have a lot of traffic headed out of the downtown area on Madison Avenue and also on South Decatur Street, so be careful in those areas. The interstates don't have any issues this afternoon. 65 and 85 are both running along just fine, and we don't see any real troubles on the boulevard. It's kind of crowded, but there's no trouble to slow you down other than the traffic lights. Let's be careful and get home in one piece this afternoon. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A man is charged in South Alabama for the slayings of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago. 45-year-old Coley McCraney is accused of killing 17-year-olds Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. The girls had left Dothan to attend a party but never arrived. They were later found in the trunk of a car, each with a gunshot wound to the head. Changes are coming to Alabama's WIC program. Three central Alabama counties are taking part in a pilot program to replace traditional paper vouchers with electronic transfer cards. All of the state's counties should be on board by September. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta has sided with media organizations in ruling that Alabama cannot keep its lethal injection protocol secret. The state had argued that its execution method is not a court record and thus should remain secret. That's your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of very chilly nights ahead, but the forecast remains storm-free and pretty nice for the rest of the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A cool day for this time of the year, high around 63, low tomorrow night 38. Wednesday's high in the middle 60s, Thursday near 70, I think, and then Friday will be 70 or above, and into the 70s on Saturday, still pretty nice and storm-free. The pollen count remains in the very high range for the next few days, probably right on through the end of the week, the way it looks. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hi, Rich Thomas from Montgomery Eye Physicians. At Montgomery Eye Physicians, their mission is to serve their patients with a total commitment to quality, courtesy, and professionalism. With three offices in the River Region, their staff is able to serve patients through comprehensive eye exams, diabetic eye care, and contact lens needs, as well as vision correctional procedures like LASIK, cataract surgery, and eyelid treatment options, each producing consistently excellent outcomes. They have a complete staff of ophthalmologists, optometrists, and trained technical support. Montgomery Eye Physicians is committed to providing you with the most comprehensive eye care and healthcare information in Central Alabama. You can visit their website at onlinemep.com in order to order contact lenses, take a vision self-test, watch patient testimonials, or to schedule an appointment at one of their Montgomery or Prattville locations. You can also call them at 271-3804. Let them help you see life clearly at Montgomery Eye.
The United States Air Force Academy Band from Colorado Springs presents My Country, Tis of Thee at the Riverwalk Amphitheater in Montgomery, Alabama on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature the concert band in a program that highlights musical diversity and represents the excellence of our men and women in uniform. The concert is free and open to the public. No tickets are required for this event, and seating is open for general admission.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort. This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On March 18th, 1979, the world welcomed little baby Adam Levine. The future superstar's mother foreshadowed his life when she said, "He will be loved until he stars in the worst Super Bowl halftime ever." Adam Levine, a star is born.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Either that or you're just another Democrat.
Need some wood?
Be a Democrat, really, yeah.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Adios, muchacho.
You gotta have something.
Excellent!
If you wanna be me.
There's something screwy around here.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Bad!
If you wanna be with me.
I'll be back.
Can I have some more vodka?
So stupid.
It's too cold for me.
You guys suck.
I'm not trying to be your hottie.
You're gorgeous.
Is that your tongue?
It's too low to see.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Whoa, watch it, pervert.
Nothing from nothing, leave nothing.
Shut up, dummy.
And I'm not stuffing.
You're phenomenal.
I believe you me.
What are you people?
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soldier.
No.
In the war of poverty. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
I'm gonna cop out and do what I did last Friday. Let's get the Bomb Hours winning word. 272-9228. We gave it out this morning. If you wrote it down and have it handy, call us at 272-9228. 272-9228. Don't see it there, Ocho. Maybe those Ocho. The Bob Howard's really worth it. Lunch for two at Bob Howard's Victory Grill.
Nothing from nothing, be nothing.
Yay, fun.
You gotta have something. If you wanna be with me.
Hey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Nothing from nothing,
leave. Oh, my God.
Single dumbest story I've ever heard.
I'm Gumby, baby!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Go back to ISIS.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
Not bad for
Monday. Wanna be with me.
Yeah, we'll just wait until we get the phones rolling here with the winning word candidates. Can I have some happy music, please? That's happy music. Gotta work. You are caller one. Try again quickly. You are caller two. Please try again. You are caller three. Please try again immediately. Caller four. Try again quickly. This is not doing as well as I thought it was. Well, that hard to hear over the music? Yeah. Caller five. Wow, that ended abruptly, didn't it?
Caller six.
Caller seven. I may even give caller eight the wah, 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 wah. So the next line that lights up is our winner.
Indeed. As we wait.
And what is your name?
Chris.
Chris? Do you
yes,
have
sir.
You have the winning word?
I think I do. Slam dunk.
Nice.
Slam dunk was the word that we gave out this morning, and that is worth lunch for two at Bomb Hours Victory Grill. And, of course, this week you got the NCAA tournament getting started, and both for lunch downtown and all day at the Boulevard location with 50 HD screens. You'll be able to watch the game you want while you eat the best food on the planet. So hold on and enjoy. Young Joey is going to have a conversation with you. And we'll take it from there. I really do feel like crap today. So let's go back. I want to go back to Drudge because the number of stories. I think Drudge has become very anti-Trump. I don't know why. He kind of seemed to enjoy watching Trump pull off the upset with the presidency. Now there is a case building up against Obama White House. That's where the Russian collusion was. There's no Russian collusion of any kind, you know, that affected the election, except from the Clintons, the Clinton Foundation, and the upper levels of the DOJ and FBI. When are they going to get around to that? Conservatives face tough fight as big tech censorship expands. You know, they don't seem to understand that it's a free market economy that allows a thing like Facebook to take off and happen. And now that they've got it, from shadow bans on Facebook and Twitter to demonetization of YouTube videos to pulled ads for Republican candidates at the critical junctures of election campaigns, the list of violations against the online practices and speech of conservatives is long. I mean, I suppose since they are private companies, they can do what they want. I don't want the government to necessarily regulate. What I don't understand is conservative principles that put them in power, and now that they've got it, they're abusing it. Thanks to a brave Facebook whistleblower who approached James O'Keefe's Project Veritas, we now know that Mark Zuckerberg's social media giant developed algorithms to de-boost certain content, limiting distribution and appearance in news feeds. Plus, I think Facebook cost me three friends. I don't know what I posted this weekend that was so god-awful, but I have three friend openings if you're interested. I have friend requests, but I'd like to add friends that have already requested and been waiting. So if that's you, please let me know so we can get you in the group. I just don't understand it. Where we're headed is very, very dangerous. I watch documentaries on this stuff on American Heroes Channel, on Smithsonian, in all seriousness, about how all of these wars got started. And the one thing they all have in common is socialism and communism, and yet we have people openly advocating that those systems in the United States. How many of our soldiers gave their lives to prevent the advancement of that devastating ideology? And now we're campaigning on it. That's mind-boggling to me. Was it right to have the McCarthy hearings and do? No. That was the witch hunt of its time, just like the Mueller report is today. I remember the Communist Party. I don't understand why so many intelligent people think this is a good way to go, because it always ends. I got made it into David Blackman's Week in Review blog because I found a story that showed the people of Venezuela drinking their sewer water. And that's, you know, if equality is your thing, that it's got to be the same outcome, equal outcomes for everybody, there you go. That's what you're going to get. We'll all be drinking out of the same sewer. We'll all be killing and eating the same zoo animals or our pets. Because once the government gets involved, things like food and water and fuel and cars, it just vanishes. Now, the people that advocate these ideologies, they'll be okay, because socialism is never for the socialist. That's why they're smart to get out in front of it. And it seems almost inevitable that we are going to, I mean, if Bernie Sanders, who's never done a damn thing in his life except win elections by promising to take other people's money, if Bernie Sanders is currently beating Trump in Wisconsin, we're screwed. We're really screwed. there better be a great wake-up call or awakening. Or all these college... Wait, didn't we get enough of that with Obama? Didn't he do enough damage in one two-term presidency to prove that none of this crap works? These companies are leaving because of high taxes. Oh, let them go. Oh, we got unemployment insurance. Yeah, great. Yeah, everybody can live at $1,000 a month. John?
Yes.
How are you?
Good. How are you? If AOC has always been preaching that you know, quality pay for everyone, why does she make more than the rest of her staff?
I would think, as a matter of fact, there was a story not long ago that, you know, she wanted to pay all of her staffers the same salary, $52,000.
Right.
And she immediately lost some of the people that were really valuable because they have a skill set that's worth a hell of a lot more than $52,000 a year.
Right. But she wasn't going to pay herself $52,000.
Well, that's the... You see, again, as I just said, socialism is never for the socialist.
Right. And you know, you were talking about the gas tax?
Yeah.
You called it wrong. It's the ass tax.
Whatever. Ass tax, gas tax, it's all the same.
Yeah. Okay. That was it.
All right, well, I appreciate the call. And... Well, we had people that called up and complained on the station about the gas tax and all of that. I didn't really pick up on widespread outrage. Not the kind of thing that would make it up to the big circle jerk on Goat Hill where they'd say, wait a minute, maybe we should reconsider this. There was nothing. Handful of protesters, same amount you'd get for any other bill that somebody wouldn't like. And this is what frightens me. We just keep taking it. It's like that story. Go to my Facebook page. Read that story about how they did it in Minnesota. And they got everything there that we've talked about here, from lotteries to casinos and the gas tax to fix the roads and bridges. And they're still doing what? Raising taxes. To the point, it's like I was reading a story about Illinois today. Do you know that the average teacher salary in Chicago is $110,000?
Wow. It's a good gig.
That's mind-boggling. And you might look at it differently, but are they graduating superior students from the public schools in Chicago? No, your big accomplishment is living to have your yearbook picture taken in most of the Chicago public schools. The good students are going to either Catholic schools like St. Bede, they have one there, or they're getting out of Chicago completely and attending college in places like Ball State, Northwest Indiana, you know, more conservative joints, getting away from the city. And I know that I have another reunion coming up next year, and I'm very much on the fence about whether or not I should go back for it, because everybody's going to look so old except for me. And two, 10 years ago, it saddened me to see the deterioration of the neighborhood I grew up in, the streets, my old high school, things that aren't really that old. The expressways were in crap condition. They're always repairing them. But I don't know what they're repairing them with. Silly putty, you tell me. And I left there very sad. It was not a happy journey. So I got to give that some serious thought. They're open for another 30 minutes at Lewis Lawn. And here again with the rain and the fact that spring is 2 days away. If you haven't decided on what kind of mower you want to use in the season ahead, may I recommend a visit to Lewis Lawn and Chad Sasser in particular? And pick something out. They carry all the great brand names, from Big Zero Turns by Exmark, Echo, and Toro, to the more individually sized mowers, like the Toro self-propelled that I bought a couple of years ago. It does a fantastic job. If you have a mower and it just needs to be tuned up, call them at 244-9191. Talk to Haley at the counter, and they'll get that taken care of. blowers, pressure washers. They have all the Shindawa products. They have all the steel products. And everything you buy at Lewis Long can be serviced at Lewis Long. That's the place where you can, where your warranty really means something. You buy at a box store, but you can't bring it back there when you need a repair or there's some kind of a service issue. Lewis Lawn, that is never a problem. 244-9191 is the number. Lewis Lawn also looking to hire mechanics, counter help, people with good driving records who could do pickup and delivery. If you're interested, these are great people to work for. Call them at 244-9191, or better yet, stop by and fill out an application at Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass, right next to Walter Craig at 432. Traffic news, Rich's forecast, and then we're back.
As we roll on through the middle of the 4 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic has some accidents for you to be concerned about. Most of them are on the south side of town. We have one at 200 West South Boulevard. That's between Court Street and the truck stop on the boulevard. There's also an accident at Woodley and Fisk Roads. That is just under the big water tower right off the boulevard. And we have another one near Baptist Hospital, narrow lane at South Boulevard. Let's be careful out there. The rest of the boulevard is rolling along without any delays other than at the traffic lights. The interstates are smooth ride, and we don't see any trouble on the 30. Ones this afternoon. Let's get home safely. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From CBS 8 at ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Changes are coming to Alabama's WIC program. Three central Alabama counties are taking part in a pilot program to replace traditional paper vouchers with electronic transfer cards. All of the state's counties should be on board by September. A man is charged in South Alabama for the slayings of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago. 45-year-old Coley McCraney is accused of killing 17-year-olds Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. The girls had left Dothan to attend a party, but never arrived. They were later found in the trunk of a car, each with a gunshot wound to the head. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta has sided with media organizations in ruling that Alabama cannot keep its lethal injection protocol secret. The state had argued that its execution method is not a court record and thus should remain secret. That's your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
And now, here's today's Thought Bubble.
Monday after St. Patrick's Day. 8 o'clock meeting. Oh, just don't throw up. Keep it together. Keep it together.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of very chilly nights ahead, but the forecast remains storm-free and pretty nice for the rest of the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A cool day for this time of the year, high around 63, low tomorrow night 38. Wednesday's high in the middle 60s, Thursday near 70, I think, and then Friday will be 70 or above, and into the 70s on Saturday, still pretty nice and storm-free. The pollen count remains in the very high range for the next few days, probably right on through the end of the week, the way it looks. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From the Fox Business Network, all Wall Street stocks kicking off the week in the green as investors look ahead to this week's meeting of Federal Reserve policymakers, with the Dow closing up 65 points, NASDAQ up 26, S&P 500 up 10. And it's the end of the line for Shopko, with a Wisconsin-based retail chain planning to close its remaining 120 department stores by mid-June. Shopko was unable to find a buyer for its business. In February, the retailer announced plans to close 250 stores. Shopko began with one store in Green Bay back in 1962. And the world's largest retailer is ending a popular program. Walmart stopping its Savings Catcher app program that automatically refunds customers for any price differences between the retailer and its competitors. The program will be discontinued nationwide beginning May 14th. The company said that it's ending the program because it already offers the lowest prices in most cases. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Weather hits. The right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin premium wiper blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin premium wiper blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
Spring is here and the driving season is just getting started. And the best way you can assure that you're going to get to where you want to go without having to stop for a major repair is to take your car to one of Don Duncan's three locations. Now in Millbrook on Highway 14, the original Don Duncan at 408 Madison downtown, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All three offering what they've been doing for years, customer service that exceeds your highest expectations. One reason why people forget to maintain their cars is, I don't have time. I don't have somebody to take me and pick me up. They'll take care of that for you. Just get your car so they can change the oil, rotate the tires, and get their certified technicians under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on that could lead to a problem that puts you on your way to someplace special on the side of the road, waiting for a tow truck, and perhaps spending a day or two in a place that you didn't plan to go to begin with. So ensure that you're going to be able to drive to your vacation destination with confidence. Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, if you need new tires, true wholesale pricing on all major name brands, and they always quote a price that includes professional installation. At all three Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto locations.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I partied last night, it was St. Patrick's Day, and now my headache just won't go away. Monday hangover, St. Patty's hangover, drank with the leprechauns, the cotton mouth is setting in. Hit the floor. Today these Irish eyes are smiling no more. Monday hangover, St. Patty's hangover, drunk with the leprechauns, tell the boss I ain't coming in.
That's a little bit late for that anyway, don't you think? What'd you do for St. Patrick's Day?
It was technically Sunday.
Tomorrow is our day. Tomorrow is St. Joseph's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to wear red. If you're Polish, Catholic.
I could manage that, I suppose. I'm Polish, raised Catholic.
You never celebrated? Because it both.
No, I never. That was never a thing around here.
At my high school, we had about a third of the student population was from Irish descent. A third was from Polish. The rest was German mix, all that stuff.
Right.
But on the 17th, you saw green on almost everybody, and on the 19th of March, you saw red on almost everybody.
No, we would occasionally do St. Patty's Day, but, I mean, the school, for the most part, the Catholic system here, you have uniforms. So they do a few days where there are exceptions.
Well, they don't want you to become gangsters.
Or something like that. But on yesterday was St. Patty's Day? Yeah.
Yes.
So what did I do?
You never know it. It was like the most nothing St. Patrick's Day I've ever seen.
Yeah,
First of all, we weren't on the air, so there was no Emily to make it into the, mm-hmm. you know, holiday of the century. I still have my St. Patrick's Day hat that she brought in for us 2 years ago. Remember the big one?
Yeah, oh yeah.
The green and orange?
But I woke up in a very nice king-size bed, did some exercises. And then I played a game or two of Civilization, Sid Meier's Civilization, while listening to a lecture on Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. And then I, when my roommate got home, continued to watch Game of Thrones. We've restarted from the beginning because the new season, the last final season, is coming out in April. So we're already through season one.
I just read something about this next season.
Yeah.
The fans were complaining about something about it.
I haven't seen that yet. People complain way too much, especially diehard fans. I'm really looking forward to it. It should be epic.
In Venezuela, they're complaining they can't get their lips to the sewer for some refreshing water. Here we're complaining because we can't get the Game of Thrones episode we want.
Right, or something. I just love the story because in the books they treat it this way as well, where it's really, you think you're reading a medieval political drama, but, and the characters themselves are like, yeah, all those stories of giants and children of the forest and white walkers and dragons aren't real, magic isn't real, and then as the story progresses, more magical crap starts happening, and it just starts amping up more and more epic. And this final season is apparently going to be one of the longest battles, like just a battle scene for maybe an hour and a half. I'm excited because I've been invested since the beginning, or since about season two. I've been watching every Sunday, so this should be fun.
Let's visit Twitter, shall we?
Okay.
See what's happening over there. I especially like to see what my buddy Mr. Blackman. Well, he hasn't really changed. There are 208 Democrats who have filed to run for president in 2020. 208.
Wow.
That's a lot of people to get in one of those little clown cars.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll come out and raise hell. So let me log into my Twitter account and see what's coming across my thread at 4:44 in the afternoon. Home. All right. Media Research Center. Hulu character feels really, really good. And very powerful after abortion.
Ew.
That's really, really pathetic is what that is. Phil Schuyler from Fox News. You suspended professional journalist Judge Jeanine Pirro for asking a valid question that Americans wanted answered. And you're hiring professional left-wing liar and admitted cheat Donna Brazile. We read you loud and clear. Is anybody concerned about that? We've been talking about this for a while. Mr. Blackman. Headlined one of his blogs several months ago, what happened to Matt Drudge? Who got to Matt Drudge that he is suddenly far, far more prone to left-wing stuff than right-wing? Or at least a balance. It doesn't seem to be one. Fox News. You've heard me come out of a Fox newscast at the top of the hour asking, where's the rest of this story? How come you're not mentioning this? So, yeah, says Phil Schuyler, we read you loud and clear. Shep Smith, Donna Brazile, before you know it, you won't be able to tell the difference between... it's just, how are they going to orchestrate getting rid of Hannity and Tucker?
Tucker, yeah.
Who went on a... Tucker's popular, though. He's got a highly rated show. Why are they so eager to get rid of that and go into the dregs like the rest of the fake news networks? James Wood says, the goal of every socialist is to control the populace. It starts with gun control and the banning of free speech and the right of assembly. Well, we're making a good start on that. Anti-gun laws are being passed all over the place. And we just told you, I mean, Facebook is literally wired to eliminate conservative opinion wherever possible. Let's see. I don't understand how they make it work. It's Kellyanne Conway and her husband, because he hates Trump and she loves him. How do you work around that in the House? I can think of one way, but I can't talk about it on the air. Bill de Blasio, one of the announced candidates, don't you find it astonishing, friends, or am I the only one? Am I just beating a dead horse here? Don't you find it astounding that he's the mayor of the financial capital of the world, New York City, and he's a communist? By the way, his wife recently misplaced or couldn't account for $890 million in funds she was in charge of.
You just lost it?
I don't know. I don't know what happened to it.
Good Lord.
It's got to be around here somewhere, right? So how excited are Democrats to see Bill de Blasio? He drew a crowd of six people at a stop in New Hampshire. And the report is that was six people more than expected. That guy is something else. All right, let's see.
I'm looking over here.
Brazil. Can the Covington CNN lawsuit save the media from itself? Trump thanking the Republican Party for 93% internal approval. You won't see that number in the other. Because they're all making it. What they're trying to do is find somebody to run against him, to primary him. And frankly, that's stupid. And I still think he can win in 2020. The media is going to make you feel otherwise, but... And Nancy Pelosi, lower the voting age to 16. I can't believe we're even discussing that. You know, when they lowered the voting age to 18, I was in that demographic, and I certainly felt like I was smart enough to vote. I think I've changed my mind on that. 16. Think about that. And how do you think they're going to vote? Candace Owens. When you wrongfully refer to Americans as racist, it's time we demand an honest conversation about race. When you begin wrongfully referring to Americans as Islamophobic, it's time we demand an honest conversation about Islam. That's how America works, home of free speech. And she is absolutely 100% correct. It's their easy out. You're just a racist. When there's no argument to be won, when there's no case to be made, that's how you handle it. Racist, Islamophobic, xenophobic. I don't even think they understand half the words they're using. I don't. Just call it a name. When you can't figure it out, call it a name. If you are a man and you're facing a divorce situation in this state, especially one involving custody of kids, first of all, the last thing you want to do is put them in the middle of anything. So you should get good representation and let them take care of your best interests when it comes to custody, property, and an agreement that can be negotiated that you can live with. And that's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson, attorneys at law, who specialize in representing men in matters of divorce. If you are dealing with a divorce and you want good representation, you should consult with them anyway. And if you do, make sure you mention you're a News Talk listener, because they will give you the benefit of a generous discount on your initial consultation fee. Their focus, their dedication is to standing up for men who still face prejudices in the court system when it comes to custody issues and so forth. Coming out of a divorce with an agreement you can live with, one that is negotiated on your behalf by two very strong women who are very good at what they do, should be the goal. Because when you negotiate your own deal, I guarantee you, you're going to lose. You'll have enough to focus on moving forward with your life. New routines, new route to work, all that stuff takes time to get used to. Focus on yourself. Let them take care of business on your behalf. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. If you want to refer somebody to their website, it's divorceformenalabama.com. Divorceformenalabama.com. or reach out directly at 819-4800. That's 819-4800 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And they'll be back with us April 3rd, Wednesday.
I believe so.
Red Top.
Hey, guys. That's the most encouraging news I heard all day long is that only six people showed up for de Blasio. So at least there's optimism on that. Let me tell you guys a quote. I heard a speech by Obama. It was either at Boeing headquarters or about Boeing, and he was talking about how great a deal he'd given them and how good they were doing and all that. And then he made the comment, I'll be expecting a nice gold watch when I get out of office. I heard it with my own ears, and I was stunned. And I kind of remember the speech from years ago, but the first thing that comes to my mind is, if Donald Trump said he would be expecting a nice gold watch for anything that he had done, he would be up for impeachment.
We say this all the time about everything. If so-and-so had said this, they'd be out of office, but they are either a Democrat or a known liberal. So the media goes about the process of making excuses.
I heard the interview Saturday, and I could not believe he was just blatant and arrogant about it. Like our
he was
Alabama
arrogant about everything.
Yes.
He was the emperor. He was truly, we got to run because we're up against the top of the hour break. Thanks, Red Top. He was the emperor who had no clothes. He walked around and comported himself, you know, always with that that looking down the face, that Mussolini look he used to enjoy. Whoa! And everybody kissed his ass. Nobody dared tell him that his ideas were bad or they weren't going to work or you're out. So you kind of got to understand how he would tend to think that way. But that's what he's been. And Trump has thankfully undressed him legislatively. There's not too many, there's still parts of Obamacare left, I suppose, but for the most part, once the individual mandate was gone, that was the end of that. Oh, quick reminder, because somebody asked for their number. J&S Professional Landscapers, if you need somebody to maintain, whether it's a residential property or a business, commercial, or industrial property, give John Cato a call at 202-8760 because as a business, you owe it to yourself to get the best possible outcome on the most cost-efficient basis. And that's all he's asking, for a chance to come out, look over your property, and give you an estimate on what it would cost to keep it looking nice. It is the first thing that people see when they come to visit your business. So obviously you want it to look good. And you also owe it to yourself to keep your bottom line as friendly as you possibly can. That's J&S, 202-8760, 202-8760. John Cato from J&S Professional Lawn Service.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we work a little bit closer to the 5 o'clock rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch sees a couple of accidents for you to be concerned about. One is on West South Boulevard in the 200 block. That is between the truck stop and South Court Street. We also still have an accident at Woodley and Fisk and at Narrow Lane and the Southern Boulevard near Baptist Hospital. Looks like everything is rolling along pretty well this afternoon other than those accidents. I-85 and I-65 are at a speed limit ride. There aren't any major problems on the boulevard, just the slowdowns at the normal places. And if you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any trouble for you at all. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street at I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm reading this article about Fox hiring Donna Brazile. I still can't believe it. She is being signed on as a Fox contributor. There is an audience on Fox News that doesn't hear enough from Democrats. We have to engage that audience, said Howard Cutts. So much for fair and balance. Brazile is a known liar and cheater who should be under investigation for her role in many schemes during the 2016 election. She was the one that actually brought out the fact on the dossier, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think she was trying to get on the right side of that situation before it became a criminal issue. So, there you go. In the meantime, Judge Jeanine Pirro, who has been very popular and simply had the audacity to make an honest statement, has been pulled from the Fox weekend schedule because of Islamophobia or some other nonsense. So, you tell me. Fox News. Is that the Murdoch kids? Is that their belief system kicking in? Is the old man, now that he's gone, they're just taking it the way they've always wanted to take it? I don't know why they would do that.
Possible.
It's been a ratings winner. But you see, here's the problem. You have, you know, all these crackpot left-wing organizations that launch these boycotts and stuff. And they're constantly having to fight, you know. But that's the left, man. They got nothing better to do, so they'll just wear you down. Did you see the story in the New York Times about boogers?
No.
Mm-hmm.
What about boogers?
A very small, very gross subsection of the country will be excited about this. The New York Times talked to experts. I'm not making this up, by the way. To experts about how the world is becoming too sterile. Barney the Dinosaur did that one.
Mm-hmm.
About household cleaners. I think I have it.
No, please don't.
No, wait a minute. No, there's no trouble. If I have it, I can play it for you because
trouble isn't for you.
The let's see, H-O. Household disinfectants, we have it, Joey.
We barely have an hour left to go, and you're going to torture me now? That Barney imposter?
Well, I'm just saying that...
Just play it already.
Well, no, I'll play it on it, because this says if you needed an excuse to eat a booger, you've now got one from a doctor who says that things like this help build our immune system.
Interesting.
So anyway, and if you can't get the real thing...
Does your child pick his or her nose and eat it?
Billy, get your finger out of your nose!
What finger? I wasn't doing anything.
It's gross, it's dirty, and it could end up giving your kid a nasty nickname like Booger Boy or Picky McPickerson. But now there's something you can do about it. It's new I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers.
These taste like real boogers.
I'm glad you like them. You're normally so picky.
Ha ha, Dad.
I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers is great on a bagel, on a peanut butter sandwich, or just on your finger.
I can't believe they're not boogers.
New I Can't Believe It's Not Boogers. It's not your kid's ordinary snack. Located in the nasal and allergy section of your favorite store. Pick some out today.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new C Spire Business. The industry